Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. The first hour, we've got Wiri Community House. We're going to talk to them in half a minute. And then at 1 o'clock, we've got P.I. Peter coming in. He's got some questions from last time to answer. We've got a few beauties to send him away with today. So stay tuned. We're going to have some great time. But first of all, it's my pleasure to introduce Melissa from the Wiri Community House. Welcome, Melissa.
Good afternoon, Alan, and all your listeners.
And they tell me, Sonia told us that she's on holidays.
She's on holidays. She's had a lovely time at two weddings in Hamilton Island and in the country.
Yeah, one of them was overseas, wasn't it?
Well, we call Hamilton overseas, don't we, sometimes?
You've got to go over some water to get there.
Yeah, so she's had a lovely time up there and she'll be back next week, back in the chair, so...
Terrific.
It'd be good to have her back.
So, Melissa, how long have you been with the Wiri Community House?
I've been with Wiri Community House for a year now, so it's been good. It's been a big learning curve, but it's good to be in the community and get out there and do a few events for the community.
You were telling me before that you've come out of the corporate world, so it's a little bit different working in the
community. It is a big difference from corporate to community, but it's always great to have a change and learn new things in life, which is what I'm doing now. So,
and apart from everything else, you probably have a bigger effect on the average person in something like Community House as compared to in the corporate world where you're just a number.
That is correct. You are just a number and, you know, you work with a lot of people. So it's very different. But in the Community House, so we have a range of ages, which is great too. So I'm enjoying that.
Absolutely. And you've just had the Kids Fest too, haven't you?
Yes, we have. That was last Thursday. Very successful event. We had a lot of people there. I would say well over 400 children, a lot of adults.
Yeah, so it was a great day. And this year, unlike last year, I remember it was washed out on the day and had to be rescheduled, but this year everything went well for you.
It went ahead. I was a bit nervous about the weather prior, I can tell you that, but at 1 o'clock that sun came out. Wind was still a little bit high, but it was great.
And that's terrific, but all the work that goes into it, you don't really want to have to... reschedule, do you?
Absolutely not.
We're here to talk about what's going on at the Community House right now. First of all, I believe you've got a business networking opportunity that's coming up.
We do, yes. Thanks, Alan. We have a business networking opportunities. Now, these are running over 3 days, November the 20th, 21st and 22nd. We have an option of coming to the lunch on the 20th of November or the breakfast on the 21st of November or a dinner on the 22nd of November. You're most welcome to come to any of those, or you might want to come to all three. What it's actually about is it's inviting all local businesses to attend these networking opportunities. You can increase your profile, showcase your business and meet and connect with other locals in the area.
And what size businesses are you looking at, Melissa?
From small business, you know.
From the home?
Absolutely, yep, right through to your big semi-corporates, if you like, businesses. Yep. Look, I think this is a great opportunity for the community to come out and get to know each other and, you know, some great networking opportunity there.
So it's mainly for the business people, isn't it? It's for them to network with each other.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep. And because we've arranged it over different times over 3 days, it gives an opportunity for everybody to attend.
Yep. What sort of cost is involved?
This is actually a free event.
Is it?
Yes.
Can't get cheaper than that.
Yeah, it's a free event. And they run at some really good times. The lunch runs from 12 till 2.
And where's that?
It's all at the Community House. And we are catering too. So the lunch, of course, we'll have a lunch. And breakfast is from 7:30 to 9. And the dinner is from 6 till 8. So, you know,
you've
those
got
times.
You've covered, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've got a business leader listening today. Where do they, how do they?
Well, they can contact us at the house on 0359 64 6857, or the website, which is www.waricomhouse.org.au, or even by email at info@waricomhouse.org.au.
Yeah, we've got to emphasise that it's Waricom, not community. It's Waricom House. That sounds like a terrific idea. So it can't get better than free. And One of the things that, particularly if you've got a little business, people are always looking for some ways to promote themselves, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And I think, like I said, I think it's just a great opportunity to come and meet people and, you know, have that nice refreshment while you're doing that.
And in a very convivial... area too, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Just down from the Warri House, the Warri Alec Community Shops there.
Yep.
And
about four doors down from where we used to be.
Yeah, shop number 51385 Hillsville Coo Up Road.
All right, we'll take a quick break and then Melissa's going to tell us a whole lot more about the programs they're currently running.
Conversation, a little more action, please. Here at Valley FM 99.1, baby.
Welcome back to Community Connections, and I'm talking to Melissa from the Warri Community House, which is, of course, down in Warri Alec. Now, you've got some training coming up, and I think this is the sort of training that everybody needs to do.
It's really important, actually. We're working with Revive to Survive for some defibrillator training. Now, this is happening on Tuesday, the 14th of November. It is a free event and there will be refreshments provided. It's happening from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock that night. We would love to see everybody come out in the community because we recently got a defib machine at the house and we want to offer people the chance to get some training on that.
And as you go around, not just to the community house, there are a number of places, I think Gara Jones has got them too, that they're just outside, outside a shop. And, you know, if a person's having a heart attack, the difference between dying can be minutes, can't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, there is another machine, of course, at Bendigo Bank there. They recently had one. We've even had this machine taken across to the funeral home just recently. So
not someone pass out at the funeral home.
Yeah, there was a situation there, but the paramedics were there, of course. But it just shows how important these machines are, and you know, we would like people to come and do that training. Fairly basic.
Something that we should mention too, and I know some people are frightened about getting sued, but I was talking to one of these trainers only a few weeks ago, and there's three different forms of legislation that protects you. The first one is the... can't remember. But anyway, there are three. You can't be sued. As long as you do what the defib machine tells you to do, you cannot be sued. I know a number of people have said, oh, yeah, but we could get sued. Well, you can't. Not the good neighbour, but something like that, where if you're doing something like this, you cannot be sued. So what's the date again, please, Melissa?
It's Tuesday the 14th of November. It is a non-accredited course. With the defib machines, though, they do talk you through exactly what you have to do. So it's not something that you would have to remember off by heart. 6 to 7 p.m., the best thing to do is give us a call on, again, 03-5964-6857, or drop us an email on info@warriecomhouse.org.au, so you can put your name down for that evening.
What's the cost of doing the course?
This is our free one as well. There is a gold coin donation, but again, it's a community event, on.
And you can even have a cup of tea while you're there.
Absolutely. And refreshments are provided on that one.
It'll cost you more than a gold coin donation for a cup of tea or a cup of coffee.
Certainly.
All right, we'll take another quick break and then we're going to come back and talk about some more programs.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air, in the whisper of the trees. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the sea. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming, don't know if I feel safe, but it's something that I must believe. And it's there when you call out my name. In the rising of the sun, love is in the air, when the day is nearly done. And I don't know if you're an illusion, don't know if I see true, but you're something that I must believe in, and you're there when I reach out for you. Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air. Love is in the air.
And I'm speaking to Melissa from the Wiri Community House. Melissa, apart from the defib training, which I think everybody should have, because you never know when you're going to be walking down the street and unfortunately someone just collapses and you may be able to save their life. However, you've got there's also been talk, I've been talking to the CFA and I've got them coming in again a couple of weeks' time to talk about this summer, because they're saying it could be a bad, fairly bad summer if it gets too hot. But you've got something about bushfires coming up yourself.
Yes, we have actually. It's a weekend session, info session, and this is done by Yarra Rangers Council. A lovely lady does this, and she is heavily involved with the emergency part of when a you know, catastrophe happens, such as a bushfire. This course is basically, it's an information session. It's around the how the bushfires might impact our area here and what to do and what resources that are available to you.
And to prepare it as well?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's on Sunday the 19th of November. It runs from 2:30 to 4:30. It's a very laid-back session. You can ask as many questions as you like. And again, it is a free session, a gold coin donation if you want to, and refreshments are provided for that session.
Sounds good. Now, what was the date on? It's on Sunday?
Sunday the 19th of November.
Between 2:30 and 4:30.
That's right, Alan, yeah.
And again, for a cold, say, a donation of $2, you can get coffee and something to eat. You can't,
that's
even
right.
Get that down the street. Now, Melissa, apart from those which are one-offs, I know you've got a group for the older population that can call in on a Thursday.
We do. It's called Golden Years, and that runs for the full school term. It's happening at the moment. The last morning of that will be the 14th of December. Runs from 10 till 11:30 on a Thursday morning. It's a free chat. You catch up with people within the local area. And they just have a coffee and a biscuit and a chat for that morning.
A bit of a chat.
Yeah.
One of the things that we've talked about on this program many, many times, and some of the audience are probably sick of hearing about, and we've been talking about social isolation, and particularly in the older age group, they've been used to getting up every morning, going to work and doing all that, and while they mightn't think they have, but while they're there, they've been talking to co-workers about what they've been doing and all that, and, you know, when you have morning tea and lunch and all that, and all of a sudden that stops. And unless you stay involved, it is a big killer.
Yeah, look, I think it's a big change for people, and I think the other change too is when you lose a partner, and we find that people who come along to these chat groups get to know other people that may be in that situation or have gone through it, and it's a little bit of a support network for them. Yep. Retirees, that's the other thing too. They're a bit lost now. What do you do with your week? So it is a good opportunity for people to come out and meet some other people that might have like-minded interests.
And very often the person, or it could be the couple, have left in the mornings. They leave home when it's still dark in the winter. They get home by the time they have tea and that, and you watch a bit of telly. Weekends they cut the grass and do a few things. So you don't always get to talk to your neighbours, and all of a sudden you've got 24 hours a day, seven days a week on your hands.
That's right, yeah. So, yeah, it is a great opportunity, and it's very vocal. They enjoy themselves, and they've been doing it for quite a few years. So people come and go, but a great avenue.
Yeah. And I must say that if people are listening today, one of the groups that I think miss out very badly, if a husband and wife retire, maybe she's retired earlier, he retires. They have all these plans. They're going to travel around Australia, or they're going to do this and that. And then he passes away, and all of a sudden, wifey sometimes hasn't driven, other times had just driven locally. And all of a sudden, they don't want to tow a caravan. They sell the van, and what are they going to do with themselves? And just to sit at home on the couch is not going to do any good.
That's right. So, you know, and with this group too, there's other things that that group can do, you know, like some of the group members are participating in our garden activities run by Bunnings this term. You know, others are joining the yoga classes and things like that. So it's a great little environment for them to get to know other people that maybe they didn't know before.
And Now we go the other end of the spectrum. You've got plenty for the young people too.
Yeah, we do. We have some Drew Yoga happening on Thursday afternoons Thursday nights. Drew Yoga.
What's Drew Yoga?
It is a form of yoga. I'm not an expert in that. Yeah. But the lady who runs that class is a great teacher. She's very patient, and it's just a stretch class really with yoga, well, based on yoga, and they do a little bit of meditation at the end. So
you don't have to be really fit to do it?
No, absolutely not, no.
Sounds good. So we've got that end of the scale.
Yeah.
And what about for young mums?
Young mums, we did have a session run last term for young mums and bubs. We're hoping to maybe get that off the ground again in term one. Next year, of course, so we're looking at that. But we do have a kids' art class that runs on a Thursday afternoon too after school. That's run by a qualified art teacher therapist, and the kids love it. We've had kids coming back for quite a while now.
What age group?
The age group is from the littlies, about 6 years old to 12, and it runs for an hour.
Because just going back to the young mums again, and they could come along with the children, very often they've worked, don't know a lot of the neighbours. All of a sudden they've got little bubs and they're tied to the house very often, aren't they? And often don't get out, and they need to be able to talk to other young mums because they all have problems.
That's right, yeah. And like I said, we ran that last term and it was very successful, and those mums have actually stayed friends and do things together now, which is great.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to get that off the ground again in term one.
All right, we'll just take another quick break and we'll be back with more. Welcome back to Community Connections. We're talking to Melissa from Warri Community House. Now, Melissa, You've got a... One of the things that we should mention, apart from all the good things about Wirree Community House, where you've got people coming along and you're talking about the elderly talking, and maybe the mums, when they bring the children along, also meeting other people and staying friends. One of the big advantages of being involved with any of these groups, it's not only while you're there, you can be walking down the street, or you can go down the street to do their shopping, and you hear of many a person who runs into people and finishes up going for a cup of coffee, and instead of a 15-minute shopping spree, turns into a couple of hours. And that's really good for people's psyche too, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it is. And I think too that with the community house, you can always drop in, have a chat to us, or if you want to know something, we've got that information there available for you. And if you don't, we'll find someone who can give you that information.
Now, you've got a garden club going.
We do. We have a couple of gardening sessions happening. We just recently had a potting of a plant, and now on the 13th of November, we've got a session on composting and worm farming. Now, that's in the afternoon from 1:30 to 3 on that day. Again, a gold coin donation. It's a free session. And to follow on from that, we have on the 5th of December, build your own caddy. Now, you could use this for your plants or your tools.
Build your own what?
Caddy. C-A-D-D-Y, caddy, as in a little carry caddy, you know, which you can put your plants and your tools in.
Yeah.
That's running on the 5th of December from 1:30 to 3 p.m. Again, a free event and a gold coin donation if you like.
Now, apart from all those things, now we've had Bronwyn Noel in here talking about these little critters, the fruit fly.
Mm.
And so you've got a session coming up on that as well, because it is very, very important, these fruit flies. We've just got to keep them out of the Yarra Valley, don't we?
We do. We do. And Bronwyn's ran a couple of sessions for us last term, and they were very successful and very informative. Bronwyn's very good at what she does, and she comes along and talks about the fruit fly, and that's the Queensland fruit fly. She also provides you with a nice little show bag that's got a lot of information in it and a free fruit fly trap as well in it. So that's on the 29th of November, and that's from 7 to 8:30. So after dinner, again, another session that we're putting on at the house, and it's free or a gold coin donation.
And these little Queensland fruit flies, well, the big problem is if they get into an orchard, but a lot of those are covered because, that's part of their business. But the Queensland fruit fly can get into just a few fruit trees in your backyard, and that can really start, and they move on from one each other, can't they?
That's right. Yeah, they can. They spread pretty quickly too. What I learnt from the last session was that they can actually get into passion fruit, and that's quite a hard skin.
Get into passion fruit.
Yeah, so I was quite surprised at that. So, you know, if you do have fruit trees in your backyard, and that's lemons even as well, because I know a lot of people have lemon trees.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely come along to that session, because Bronwyn is very helpful and very patient and will answer your questions.
All right, we've just got to take one more quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Now the swing that the walls were shaking, the earth was quaking, my mind was aching.
Community Connections. I'm talking to Melissa from the Wurri Community House. Now, we had Greg in telling us a few weeks ago about the bees, but you've got him coming down to talk to you about the meeting, the bees as well.
Yeah, Greg runs a great session. It runs for an hour, and it's called The Magic of Bees. And our first session is on Tuesday, on the 28th of November, from 7:30 to 8:30. It's a great informational session because, you know, a lot of the time we don't know what happens with bees and how they pollinate and everything. So, and the bonus there is he brings several different honeys to taste, which is always...
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So that, again, is another session we're putting on, and it's a gold coin donation. It's a free informational session, and he is, again, doing that on the Sunday, the 22nd. Oh, actually, that's just gone. So, no, we've only got one this time around. I was getting ahead of myself there, wasn't I?
Not much good if it's already gone.
I know. Yeah, so looking forward to seeing Greg again to do his session on the bees, the magic of bees.
Sounds terrific. Now, apart from what we've been talking about, you do... Oh, well, first of all, best of luck. You're looking for some people to join your committee.
Oh, yes, we are. So if you're out there and it's... We have a meeting once a month, a committee for the Wurri Community House. We're looking for a treasurer, a secretary, and just some general members to come along and join our group that we have. If you're interested in that, of course, just give us a call at the Wurri Community House. And again, that number is 0359646857.
And when, you said that it's once a month, the meeting. Mm. So when are they? Are they during the day or at night?
Yeah, we're during the day at the moment, and they usually go from 1 o'clock till 2:30 and discuss everything there with what's going on the house for that month.
What sort of qualifications do you want people to have, as long as they're standing up, I suppose?
Absolutely. Look, if you've done a treasurer role before, that will become quite easy to you, but we're all, you know, it's not, we're not that...
Not rocket science.
No, and that's something that you could learn. It's you know, there's plenty of people there to help you.
Terrific. All right, so if you've got a bit of time, go along and help the Wurri Community House. Now, let's talk about, you've got some other just general programs that are on all the time. Let's hear a bit about those, please.
Well, our general programs we do have is a digital devices on Fridays. Now, that's where you can come along and get some tuition or some help with your phones, your iPads, all your devices. Melanie is there to help with that, and that's for 2 hours on a Friday, every Friday during term from 10 till noon. That's quite a popular class, that one, and any sort of technical queries you may have.
And particularly, again, the elderly, you can keep in contact with your
Absolutely.
Grandkids and yeah. kids and all, can't you?
Yeah, Melanie can help with your email, setting up an email and things like that, and your mobile phone too, because a lot of people have difficulties with new mobile phones. So,
yep.
That's great.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and then while we're gone, grab yourself a paper and pencil, and Melissa's going to give you all the contact details to find out more about the Wiri Community House. Just a quick mention that that's the theme song for Choice Tunes. We've got Choice Tunes on next Wednesday between 2 and 3. We've got the person lined up. I don't like to know whether it's male or female, but we've got the person lined up, and we've got the music. And fascinating lady. You've heard her on this station, not one of our presenters. I've interviewed her on a number of occasions. So it's going to be really terrific to find out why she picked the songs and what she's been doing all her life. It's going to be a great day. But anyway, we're talking to Melissa down at the Wiri Community House. Melissa, you've got us excited. We want to join the committee, or we want to find out more about the programs, because we've only really picked out a few sort of programs that are probably a bit more special than what you normally run, but you've got heaps of other special, heaps of other programs. How are they going to find out about them?
Well, the best thing to do is give us a call at the Community House, and that number is 03, of course, 5964 6857. You can also reach us on their website, and that's www.wiri.com, that's with a double M, house.org.au. There is also email, info@wiri.com, again with a double M, .org.au. We're on Facebook and Instagram, again at Wiri.com.
Can't do better than that. So the phone number is 5964 6857, or the three W's, wiricomhouse.com.au.
.org.au.
Wrote down the wrong thing. All right, so wiricomhouse.org.au or 5964 6857. Just give us a quick brief rundown on, say, what's going down there tomorrow at Wiri.
Tomorrow's a full day on Thursdays. We have the Golden Years chat, the yoga, and that's during the day. The kids art in the afternoon, and the yoga at night time as well. Those
so
classes
the yoga at night, is that a different one to the one that's on during the day?
No, it's the same Drew yoga. And those sort of classes that, you know, we do need bookings for those, for the yoga teacher. So, and the same for the kids art. So, yeah, give us a call if you'd like to book in for any of our courses. We'd like to hear from you.
All right, so Friday, what's on down?
Friday, we've got the digital devices. And
what we just glossed over them.
Yeah.
What age group is that?
Doesn't matter. Open age group. So it doesn't...
Because young kids, they learn it straight away.
The kids are at school and we don't see many kids come through at all. And not tomorrow, but every second Friday we have the Yarra Rangers Library van come in too, the Flexi van, which is fabulous because you can order your books online and your tapes and whatever else, and he brings them in for you. So that's very good.
It's so great. He drops them off there, you pick them up there, and then you drop them back to where he
has. Yeah, so he's... Yep, that's correct, yeah. And if you can't be there on the fortnight that he's there, we can always look after that for you. Yeah. He also has books and DVDs and things there on the day that you could also look through if you wanted to. So it's another great thing that we have there every fortnight.
All right. So are you open Monday, the day before Cup Day?
We are open on Monday, yes. They have a mixed group that Monday morning, but nothing else on that day.
What do you say, mixed group? What are you talking about there? What they do?
That's some ladies who come down for coffee on a Monday morning. They've got a little group that they have there for the 2 hours. A bit different to the Golden Years group, but those ladies come there and knit and have a chat.
Oh, that's all right.
Before lunch, yeah.
So Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Well, this Tuesday you won't be there. We should say that.
No, Melbourne Cup Day, we won't be there.
Yep.
Tuesdays we have a lot of the information sessions running all at different times depending on which Tuesday it is. So, and the same with the Wednesday as well. And then back to our Thursday.
So what's on this afternoon? When you go back, what's going to be going on?
This afternoon, there is nothing happening this afternoon.
Easy afternoon?
Not for me. I'll be doing a lot of work when I get back.
Oh, that's terrific. And, of course, maybe it's a bit early to ask you, do you have... any new programs that will be starting next year that's something that you don't have this year?
We actually do. We're doing a course with a lady who does a lot of resin techniques and things and art. It's called, I forget what the art's called, but we're in discussions at the moment with her, and it looks like she is doing a session on a weekend on the 20th and 21st of January, I believe. Her name's Maddie. She goes around the countryside with her groups. They're very big groups, and she's very talented. So it's something new to the area, but resin art.
So what sort of materials involved?
They can make, your chopping boards and cover them with resin. Earrings. Textured art, it's called. That was the other thing I was thinking of with the paints on canvases and that. She does that as well. So very different work. We're really looking forward to that one.
And when was that? That's in late January?
That's in January, about 20th or 21st. But I'll be working on the program the next few weeks. So if there's a tutor out there or someone who wants to hire the room, let us know. Give us a call, please. Or if you think that you've got something you could offer to the community, give us a call because we'd love to put that in the program for...
Well, I was just going to say that because Sonia often said that. If you can get somebody that wants to do something, you're more than happy to look at it.
Absolutely, please. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, and it's a great way for the retired person to put back into the community.
Because
one of the problems is that once people retire, very often their skills get retired too, don't they?
Whereas they could
do something.
And a lot of people out there do have skills that you might think we would like to share with others, but, you know, we'd love to hear from you.
And again, if you've got time, come and join the committee.
Exactly.
5964-6857 or go onto their website and have a look at the programs. Melissa, it's been great having you along with us, and we look forward to talking to the Wurri Community House in the new year.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks for having me today.
No worries.